We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Knicks post-game live, presented by Manscaped. CP, Ashley Moore, CK2K in the building. Knicks go down in the Valley of the Sun, go down in a blaze, 128-105. And this thing just got out of hand. And here's the turning point for me. We were up by seven with a minute left in the third. D. Rose makes a three-pointer. The Suns get a Kaminsky layup. Cameron Payne hits a three-pointer. That brings them to within two. And here's where the thing gets crazy, man, with 6 seconds left. Devin Booker takes it end to end, misses the layup. Torian Craig gets the tipping shot. It's now a tie game. And RJ with a terrible inbounds pass, lazy inbound pass, gets it stolen by Cameron Payne, who tips it and gets a layup in with 0.2 seconds left. And the Suns would end up taking a 2-point lead after that. And that was it, man. I just did not feel like we were going to win this game at that point because, as I said, already being down quickly and being down Burks, you got to play a perfect game against this team. This is the best team, one of the best teams in the league. You cannot make these boneheaded mistakes, especially on the road. Momentum seeps into it. The crowd seeps into it. The referees are already rocking with the Suns. So you're going up against extreme odds. So you cannot afford to do those things. They do it. They go into the fourth down by two. I thought that the Suns made excellent adjustments. Give credit to Monty Williams. They put Mikal Bridges on Derrick Rose, who was our offensive igniter in the first half. They put Mikal Bridges on him. They doubled him on all the They trapped him on all the pick and rolls. So that made the other, they put it in everybody else's hands. They wanted RJ to beat him. They wanted Frank to beat him. They wanted Taj to beat him, Obi, you know, even Julius, and they just couldn't get it done. And I think this was the pivotal point where a guy like Alec Burks, you missed. You know what I'm saying, CK? Because he's a guy that can get you a bucket, that can get to the rim, that can create his own shot quickly, obviously, who's been coming along strong. We missed IQ tonight. And that was the big point, man. That was the big point. Then the CP3 Taj thing escalates, and CP3 goes off again in the fourth quarter. Yeah. So can't afford that, man.
Look, I'm not gonna go. I can't put this. When you lose 20 plus, you can't put that all in the ref's hands.
100%.
You know, it was an extremely lopsided, officiated game. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can see that. There were fouls that were being called that weren't being called for the other side. And mm-hmm. You know, that happens, though, when you're playing at home for another team. You know, there's home calls. It was atrocious in the way that it was just so blatant at a certain point. But we didn't lose this game because of the refs. It didn't help the situation. But you lost the game on things that you actually could control, which is what the most frustrating part was. Yes, I mean, offensively, you were missing two key opponents in Burks and IQ. But how does that? Why that doesn't stop you from getting rebounds? That doesn't stop you from defending in the paint. That doesn't stop you from playing defense. that doesn't stop you from forcing them to take long range shots, which in the first half, they weren't even hitting consistently. Yeah, you were letting them live in the paint. You weren't even making it uncomfortable for them to shoot. That has nothing to do with the refs. That has nothing to do with the pieces that you were missing. That is you abandoning the game that you can play despite having the holes that you can't control. And in the fourth quarter, you allowed yourself to get frazzled by things that are going to happen in the course of a playoff series, and you allow that to take you out of the game that brought you here in the first place. And you can't do that. So as much as I want to go ahead and put the blame on somebody, the blame goes on the guys on the court, because it didn't have to end this way. It didn't have to look this way. And that is what it is.
They didn't give themselves a fighting chance to even win this game, you know, especially with the blunders, the lack of hustle on the rebounds. You know, Suns just had more energy. They came with more intensity, obviously coming off a loss to the Hawks. The Suns were coming in with a chip on their shoulder. Ayton was eating food all night. You know, again, that was a big adjustment from the first game to this second game. His impact was felt from the beginning to the end, and I thought he just overpowered Nerlens. This wasn't Nerlens's best effort. It wasn't a good night for him. And this thing just got out of hand late in the game, and the Knicks just couldn't counter it. Could not counter it. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let's hear from the fans, see what the people got to say. Angel, we're going to go to you, Angel, so just be ready. Angel from Philly dropping in. What's going on, fam? How you doing, bro?
Yo, what's good, CP?
How you doing, man?
I'm pissed off, bro. That's good. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
What's good, CK, 2K, and Ash? How y'all doing?
Smooth. What's good, bro?
Not in the best mood.
Yeah, pissed.
Yeah, you ain't the only one, man. I was watching live with y'all. I ain't gonna lie. It was more intense than playing 2K with my brothers, man. I mean, we was all just so into it. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, I'm not going to blame, you know, everything on the refs, man. You know, obviously, RJ didn't get no calls at all.
None.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, as soon as CP3 started, you know, crying and flopping, you know, the whole game just changed. Mm-hmm. Granted, we didn't make any shots, you know, and that really didn't help us. I mean, you can tell that we missed quickly. You can tell that we missed Burks.
We missed him. That was but a huge part the end of the offense,
bro. At the end of the day, man, we haven't been getting calls all year. So, you know, it's frustrating, you know, but we still got to compete, man. Like, that's the one thing that I care about. You know, it's as soon as we start complaining about fouls, we just start getting blown off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to spit some numbers to you, but, you know, we gave up over 13 threes in the second half. Mm-hmm. That's not going to beat, you know, Phoenix, mm-hmm. you know, we got off scored like 43 to like 15. I mean, we got off scored 72-42 in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not just referees. That's just competing, you know. And we've just given up way too many threes, you know. It's frustrating, man.
Because it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
You know, flop all. I mean, damn, bro. I mean, he deserves a nominee for that one. I mean, damn.
That's how they get it, man.
It's frustrating.
Definitely. I mean, RJ, like I said, RJ can't get a single call. You can't call him collect, man. You can't dial zero for him. You can't get nothing for him, man. You can't get any.
I mean,
calls,
I think
bro.
He got smacked in the face on one of them, and they didn't call anything. I mean, my
D-Rose,
God, bro.
D-Rose
I mean,
got smacked in the head late. I mean, the refs were just not in our favor tonight, man. Not in our favor tonight.
And then I thought, what's his name? Crowder was supposed to get ejected. I could have sworn that was like a second technical, and then I see him get back in the game and splash like two more threes. I'm like, man, like these just was just they were just airing us out in the fourth quarter. I mean, they outscored us by 21. I mean,
Big facts, man. Well, you know what? I mean, the thing with the threes is that, yes, their rotations could have been better, but I thought that it was the game plan of Tibbs. He wanted to double CP3. He wanted to double Booker and take the ball out of their hands and let the rest of those guys beat him. In the first half, it was working. They were clanking their three-pointers. In the second half, they were hitting them, whether it was Payne, Crowder, Mikal Bridges knocked down a couple. This is what they do. This is why the Suns' offense is prolific. Sometimes they could throw five guys out there that can knock down a three on you. So, you know, this is the defense that we deploy. We do give up a lot of three-pointers, not just to the Suns, but we give them up. You know, and some teams are going to knock them down, some teams aren't. And on a night like tonight, the Suns did in the second half. And I just thought that when we try to battle back in a game, we just didn't have that firepower, because you saw in the second half when they took D. Rose out, you know, RJ didn't have it. And then, you know, you know Frank is not going to get you a bucket when you need it. So, like, you know, you can't rely on Obi.
He's garbage, man.
I mean, Frank is what he is. He's a situational player. He gets the minutes because you see it on the court. Like, I thought his pressure on CP was decent in the first half.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But, you know, second half, when you're down, when you're getting gashed, there's only but so much that Frank can do.
Yeah, I thought the three ball wasn't falling for us either, because
Said
that we were 11 for 32, so we were terrible.
Right. I mean, you missed the Bergson quickly, that'll do it, you know?
Yeah, and then I thought Ayton really had a big game, too.
Oh,
he was a monster.
Was just,
he was just out muscling Noel. But, you know, Noel normally doesn't play that bad, so I can give him a pass, because he normally, you know, gives us like 100%. You know, I'm sitting here watching the Blazers and the Lakers game.
What's the score right now?
I know Blazers are up about 5 won. Right now.
Yeah, Blazers won.
Well, they're up 6. Yeah, so I wish he was going on that Max tomorrow, because I know he was going to sit there and talk about those Knicks again. But
So we booked it for Wednesday. So hopefully we get a win against the Lakers, and then I'll have some more ammo. Yeah, we booked it for Wednesday. I roll the dice on Wednesday.
I don't think they're going to play LeBron that game either, because I know what they're trying to do. They're just trying to rest their players until the playoffs. So we might be able to get a little break and, you know, beat them again, because we're going to need it. It's going to be hard to beat Clippers. And then you got the Lakers. So we got to win one of these games.
Yeah.
They did say, though, that LeBron could be back Tuesday or Wednesday. So, if LeBron's going to make an appearance, I promise you he'll do it for the Knicks to prove a point.
Come on down.
You're right on that.
That's how LeBron rolls.
Definitely right on that, Ash. Definitely right on that.
Yeah, like, it's – man, I really wanted this game, because I just
– Yeah. Like I said, silver lining, no more victories, but – the Celtics getting their doors blown off by the Bulls, and the Hawks losing to the Pacers, that kind of helped us. Mm-hmm.
But here goes the thing, though. The one thing I will say is we got to watch out for Miami, because now they're only one game behind us, and they're a half game behind Atlanta.
Yeah.
So if they keep winning and Atlanta loses a game, and then let's say we wind up with the fourth seed, then we got to play Miami in the first round. Listen. And that's going to be tough, because they always give us trouble.
Listen, bro, whichever one of these teams you face is not going to be an easy task. Whether it's the Heat and their offense and their defensive capabilities, or the Hawks and their offense, their defense is stepping up with Capella there. None of this is going to be easy, man. You know what I mean? Ideally, we want to get home court. We want to stay in fourth and get home court. But, you know, none of these teams are going to be a pushover.
Right.
Yeah, I really think we could beat Atlanta, though. Like, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I know they got Ice Trey. But, you know, he's like another Luka, you know. All he does is complain about his little fouls. And I think we can just get physical with them. You know, I really think that, you know, we can beat them in like 6 or 7 games. I mean, obviously, they're a great shooting team. But you know, this ain't the same old Knicks team. And granted, we lost, you know, tonight, and we lost a couple of days ago. But, you know, like, we know how to play Atlanta, you know. And it's like you said, like, styles make matchups, you know.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Hang in there, man. We back Sunday, bro. We definitely back Sunday, man.
Definitely.
Yes, sir. Good
to
hear
you. I hope y'all guys
like
the videos as well, too, man. I wanted to show appreciation
for
all of you.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, bro.
We got to deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, the videos?
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
The videos?
I had sent a salute video to all three of y'all just to show
my appreciation to you guys. Oh, I didn't see that. When
did you send
that today? You sent that today?
Yesterday, right?
I did it. I think it was yesterday. So I definitely wanted to show you guys some love, and because I know you guys, you know, like when it comes to your careers and everything, you guys put in a lot of work and, you know, a lot of times, you know, you guys don't get enough credit, you know, and so I definitely had to give a shout out to you, CK, Ash, Jay Boogie, Papa Left. Mm-hmm. I did a little mini video for all of y'all.
I appreciate it, man.
You know, you guys are important, man, and I just want y'all to know that as well.
Appreciate it, bro. Definitely appreciate that, Angel. Thanks for calling in, and I'll definitely check that out, man. Appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate you guys, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, that was Angel from Philly. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Throw an emoji in the chat tonight, man. Throw an emoji in the chat. Let us know how you're feeling about this tough loss. Knicks go down to the Suns by a score of 128 to 105. A couple super chats have come in already. Salute to Lord Barker Rock Jr. out in Cali, CK. He says, Knicks play in L.A. on his birthday. CK, are you going?
I was trying to get to the Clippers game, man, but I need to get both of those shots. I only got one or two, so yeah. I ain't going to be at the Clippers game. Yeah, we're going to see. I'm going to see. I'm going to talk to my guy and see if that's enough.
Yeah, I heard that Lakers ticket is a hard one to get. Salute to Joshua B. Salute to Joshua B. He says, for a team that's supposed to be so great on defense, we sure do give up a lot of easy looks. Yeah, I mean, you know, look.
Tonight was just weird.
It was just one of those nights, man. Look, this is one of the best teams in the league, man. It's one of the best teams in the league. You know, there's a reason. They got two stars, superstars. They got two closers. And they did that. And when they needed to come up big for their team, they did. Mm-hmm. And ours didn't. We still trying to get to that echelon, man. Still trying to get to that level. We're not there right now. We're overachieving in a big way. And, yeah, a big part of that is our defense. But when you give up the amount of threes that we do, that which is just part of our scheme, against a good three-point team, you're gonna have nights like that. First half, it wasn't not falling for them. Second half, it did. And that was a KO.
KO!
Salute to Gotcha Open, sends a super chat. Rhyme Animal Chuck D says, hard to swallow this second loss to Phoenix.
It really is.
Because we had these dudes on their heels both games. Mm-hmm. Says this was an oxygen loss. Gas because no able bodies. Yeah, man. No IQ and no Burks definitely hurt us. No question, man. Yeah. Salute to Kane Marco. He says, the problem is that we have to win every game twice with Elf. He puts us in holes and loses leads every time he comes in. That gives the other team confidence. Part of it. Certainly part of it. Old Dog says, sends a super chat. He says, funny when we face a little adversity, all these losers come out the woodworks in the chat, pointing their fingers in all directions. Nancy's are polluting the chat, man.
Yeah.
Negative land. Yeah, listen, like I said, you got to play a perfect game, man. You got to play a perfect game against a team like this, against Denver, on the road. That's what you got to do. And the Suns were full-handed. Crowder didn't play the first game. Jay Crowder didn't play that first game. And if he did, it might have been a different story. He's a good role player. Tonight he finished with 18 points, 6-12 from downtown.
He started the game missing everything, and then just like that, snap of a finger, he second half, up. He was different.
Cameron Payne, 3-for-3 from downtown, 15 points for Cameron Payne. So at home, their role player stepped up. On top of 8-26-15, Mikal Bridges chipped in 4-6 from downtown. Suns went 18-41 from downtown. They shot 41 threes and shot 43% from three. We went 11-for-32. It's a big difference, man. You gotta get your doors blown off if they knocking those down.
Golly, right.
Yeah. Let's get to the phones. Let's hear from Jay Nix from Connecticut. Jay Nix, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, CP? Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? What's going on, Ash? What's going on, CK2K? I'm kind of on board with Ash right now, yo. Is Hibbs like got a game plan in his head, and he just comes in and he's like, hey, I'm just sticking with this come hell or high water? Because I'm like, that second unit basically was doing a good job. Third quarter comes, he's like, he's riding with the starters. He ran them into the ground, I believe. Like, and I feel like there was a time when CP went to the bench and he could at least took out RJ was pressing, Julius was pressing.
Yeah,
he could have took those guys out for at least a couple minutes. And I'm like, what was his mindset right there? Are you trying to hold the lead, stretch the lead? And it was like all for naught because we still lost the lead.
Yeah.
And they never got rest. And I think that was like the crucial part of this game.
Yeah,
he could have gave those guys a break and brought them back into the fourth. And we still lost the lead. And we lost. Like, it was just like – and I'm like, is there anybody on the bench? Is there any coach that can come?
We didn't have anybody on the bench, man. Our firepower was
gone. No. I mean, like – yeah, like, I mean, is there any coach that can come talk to him like hey, wake up, snap out of it, look, hey, Tibbs, we got, you know, let's take these guys out for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can have some fresh bodies for the fourth. Like, it's like he lived and died with that third. He's like, I'm just going to die right here on the hill. with the third quarter.
Yeah. It was a gamble, man.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah.
I feel you, bro.
It was definitely a gamble. It didn't pay off, but you know, hopefully we live and learn for the next couple games. And I feel like we'll be all right. We just gotta do some adjustments.
Facts. That's a fact. I mean, look, it was a gamble, but like you couldn't take both of those guys out the game. You couldn't take them out the game.
Yeah, but you can't take them out. But if we're playing defense and we're stopping them and they're not scoring, hey, listen, we still had that 10-point lead.
Yeah. Hey, that thing crumpled down to a 2-point deficit going into the fourth quarter, man.
Listen,
golly, man.
It was horrible.
I'm quick to blame Tibbs if necessary. I just think that it's hard as a coach to sub in the appropriate substitutions when they're not there. You're already extremely shorthanded without Mitch. Of course, now you're even more shorthanded without Quickly and Burks being in the game. So it's hard to make the proper substitutions that he probably could have made. Now, if we were fully loaded in the sense that there was no injuries, nobody was out, and he went ahead and still played the same way or still went ahead and had the rotations that he had, that's a different conversation. I think it's hard to put blame on him, though, for something that is out of his control. He doesn't have anything to substitute or to correctly substitute.
No, I'm with Tibbs. Go ahead. Finish.
No, I just, going back, this is partly on the refs. This is partly on the officiating. It was a terrible, terribly officiated game. But then again, you don't lose 20-plus just because the referees aren't giving you calls. The rest falls in the laps of the players. You guys know what the game plan is. You know what you learn in practice. You know what ball movement is. You know what defense is. It's what's gotten you this far. You completely abandon your game. Tibbs can't go out there and play the game for you. You know what to do. He's told you what to do. You have to go out there and execute it, and they did not do that. So it's a very small percentage of the referees, like I said, very lopsided officiating. It's one of the things I hate about the NBA season this year. I just feel like these calls are so lopsided.
Way too often.
Circumstantial. It drives me nuts. Yeah. But that is such a small percentage of what actually transpired in this game. The Knicks got in their own way tonight, and that's the only people you can blame.
Got in their own way. Here's a quote from Monty Williams. Shoot to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up on Free Squad. Monty Williams on the game. He said, end of the third quarter gave us a bit of momentum. And then some things happened on the floor that got Chris going, a.k.a. Taj throwing him into the seats. Suns, Monty Williams said, a lot of players can't play in that environment. Chris thrives on it. That's what he said. Chris thrives on it. No, and this was the point, man. We were up by 7. We had a 7-point lead in the third quarter with a minute to go. 7-point lead. You get the Cameron Payne 3-pointer. You get the Kaminsky layup, which I'm showing right here. Then you get the Payne 3, which was a dagger. I told you, this kid's a beast. He's like a little mouse running on the court, bro. And shout out to Cameron Payne, though, CK. He really resurrected his
balled
career.
Out. Yeah. Every time you think he's out, this dude's been working behind the scenes, and he got his opportunity, and he's doing a great job with it, man. The others on that team did a good job tonight. Like, I got no shade against him.
And then Harry is right here with the steal on RJ.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Like we talked about Jay Crowder. Like, all of them. Yeah. All of them did their thing. Javon Carter, like, right as we brought him in. His credit, he came in and got a steal right away. You know what I mean? Like, the others did what they had to do. They were fully tooled tonight. They understood the game plan from what was different between now and the last time they played us, and they executed it. They could eat, you know, so it's just – yeah, everything Monty Williams said is 100% true. But to all the points tonight for the New York Knicks, it's just as simple as there's four quarters in a game. That as something as quick as the last minute of that third quarter is what took us completely out of the game. We got to play all four quarters, especially against teams like this. I don't have anything else to add. The referees suck. Yeah. Yes, I was very frustrated with that. It's crazy to see RJ Barrett only see 2 free throws for the entire game after going to the rim a countless amount of times. But referees is part of the battle. The Knicks had to do what they had to do, and we didn't do it tonight. Yep. We got to shake that off.
I don't understand why the chat is saying that I'm blaming the refs. I literally just said we didn't lose.
Don't listen to the chat, man. Yeah, don't listen.
People hear what they want to hear
right now.
I'm just making sure I said that right. Didn't I say that we didn't lose because of the refs?
No, it wasn't blaming the refs. It was just saying that we weren't getting calls. We didn't catch calls.
I think game was extremely I stand by what I said. I think the game was extremely lopsided. I think officiating in general this season has been extremely lopsided and circumstantial. Facts. Not just in the game we played tonight, but across the board. If you watch various Knicks games, I mean, not even Knicks games, if you watch various games throughout the season of different teams, extremely lopsided officiating. I'm not really quite sure what's going on. I feel like that definitely has to be looked into because I just think it just cheapens the game and I don't like it. But we did not lose because of the refs. Right. It didn't help, but we lost because we didn't play our game. It's just
simple. You're good. You know why you're good? Because you we got the same people in the chat talking about RJ needs to go. So look, don't listen to the chat. You're right. Don't listen to the chat.
That's a fact, man. Yeah, people just hear what they want to hear, man. It's all good, Ash. We heard it. We heard it. We know.
Right.
I'm just making sure I vocalized it right.
We good, man. We Gucci. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up on the Free Squad. We got 700 in the chat. Salute to everybody watching on Facebook, Twitch. Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CP Ashley Moore, CK2K. Knicks go down in a blaze, 128-105 to the Phoenix Suns. Suns get the season sweep. But the Knicks do not falter too much in the standings, right? CK, where are we at right now in the standings?
Yeah, nothing changes. Like you mentioned, that loss yesterday, because if the Hawks were able to pull that one out against the Pacers, they'd be in the fourth right now. But that loss yesterday helped us out. We're 37-30. They're 37-31, so we're half a game ahead of the Hawks. But I love what Angel said, because I was going to mention that at this point. The Heat are playing well at the right time. They're doing exactly what they did last season. They're doing it again this year. They're playing well at the right time. I mean, they did play against the Timberwolves, but to Ashley's point, it doesn't matter who they're playing. The Heat needs to win.
They're coming. They're supposed
to win. So they're on their way right now. They're 36-31. They have, you know, a lot of games bunched up together to end off their season. That's really the only thing we can hope for that can play in our favor.
Yeah.
But the Heat are playing well at the right time, so we got to keep our eyes on them. Celtics, too, they're not too far away.
Was not losing that game against Karl-Anthony Towns. Not against
I didn't know the beef was still real, Ash.
I'll tell you that much.
I didn't know the beef was still there.
It's real, CP.
It's alive and
it's real.
My guy Carl been through so much, man. Leave the kid alone. Oh, man, you can't have a tough year, like man. Each other. Sheesh.
No, Jimmy Butler, he don't see any of that personal stuff when he's on the court. He said it all the time.
That man,
all the other stuff,
as baby-ish, and I've sunned you.
Now the standings are still, like I said, same as last show. One Philadelphia, two Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, that's right, because the Nets are looking at the Nets on a four-game losing streak. That's right, so let's slid down to the third seed. Nets are in third. Like we're at four. Atlanta at five. Miami at six. And then we got Boston at seven, eight, Charlotte. And then for the playing people, Indiana and Washington at nine and ten. So, yeah, man, it's going to be close all the way to the end. But like we said, the Knicks have to win their damn game.
Got to win it.
We were saying we're hoping for at least a 3-3 come out of this this road trip. It's still very possible. 4-2 is still very possible. But we got to do what we got to do. Take notes from tonight and move on. That's simple.
Take notes from tonight and move on. Hopefully we get healthy, man. It hurt me that Burks got hurt in that Memphis blowout because it's like it was such a freak play, man. You know what I mean? And he was cooking in that first half of that game.
First game back. Yep.
And just to see him get hurt like that, he would end up still playing the Denver game, but now he's out. And now IQ's out with an ankle. So, you know, hopefully that shouldn't be too bad. But, you know, just losing our firepower at a you know, untimely fashion just hurt us. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let's get back to the phones, hear what the people got to say. Jay from Florida, what's going on, Jay?
Yo, what up? Run it up for the boys. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Invest in Knicks Fan TV. Shout out my boy, Jay Boogie, Ari, whole fan. People that say that we don't need Mitch, we can sign Noel and save some money, they're crazy. Yeah. Noel has looked terrible against real centers. He looked terrible against Jovic. He looked terrible tonight against Aiden, bro. Pick and roll, Chris Paul was literally toying with him
on the
pick and roll, finding Aiden wide open for layups every single time. Like, come on, bro. Mm-hmm. To the fact that Tibbs ran Taj out to go cover Aiden. Like, come on, you gotta pick it up. Mitch is our center moving forward. We gotta invest in Mitch.
Yeah.
He can move his feet, he's smart, he can rebound. He's just a better player than Noel. We got to stop that.
Overall, overall, D-Rose, Mitch is definitely better.
For sure. Shout out D-Rose. D-Rose is balling, playing amazing, but you can see when his legs give out. Second half, D-Rose didn't have no more legs left, right? So you got to take it easy on him. Tim's got to be smart, man. You can't
But, Jay, where are you D-Rose going? Where are we going to run the point, though, Jay? Peyton is a disaster.
I know
what. We just trying to buy time for Rose.
Sacrificing now or later, though?
Well, you're trying to win every game. You're in a dogfight, bro. You're not trying to end up in the playing game. That could happen. You're in a dogfight. Every game is a playoff game, bro.
You want something less than D Rose when the playoffs start. Like, look, that is the second half. You know what I'm saying?
You
got to realize that. Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
The Suns, you got Carter, you got Campaign, you got the kid, Cam, whatever his name is, the backup point guard.
Campaign.
You got Bridges. These are young kids. They invested and developed their kids. You got to find out what you got in some of these kids this summer. I'm not saying now, but
now
they got to pull
Knox
by his bootstraps and figure this out. So I'm done with Frank. Frank is finished. But Knox, they got to see what they could juice out of Knox. They have to figure out Knox. Because we need a wing. But Cal, he's starting to get off the dribble. He's starting to cut. He's starting to shoot three. He looked like a real, real player. That's going to hurt. We got to see what we got out of Knox for real this summer. Draft a wing or sign one. Something got to go down. We need some youth. Because Rose and Bullock, these cats look burnt out by the fourth quarter. This West Coast trip ain't good for them. Because, you know, when you're on the road, you're not in your bed. You can see it on the older players. You're sleeping in like plus $1,000 starter. You sleep in a hotel bed. You can see Rose. You know Rose is rich. He's out with his girl. Like you can see the wear and tear him on the road. Let's get some youth in here. Let's invest, Tibbs. Come on, Tibbs. Adjust, Tibbs. You got to figure it out, man. You can't be this stubborn to the fact that you're playing the same people over and over again.
Yeah, but Jay, man,
you don't give Obi a look at the five. Obi at the five, CP. Obi was cooking. Why you can't put him in? Taj was losing his mind with CP. Noel was trash. You put Obi in the five. Let him run with Brandon.
You're not going to trust him. Everybody throw hashtag Debbie down in the chat, man, because Jay has arrived. It's Friday night. Let's go. Salute to Jay.
But I got you, man.
Jay, man. Jay. We're not going
to
go
to... I got to bring it back down, man. I got you.
What did he say?
He said we got to play Knox. We got to play OB at the five. Like, Jay, we're not going back to training camp, man. We're not trying to go backwards.
Yeah, but you got to – tonight was the night to play OB at five, bro, to see what you got for at least a couple minutes. Tonight was the night to see. Get a couple threes. He was running. Tonight was the night to see what at least you got at the five or OB. Experiment a little, Tim. You ain't have none with Noel. You ain't have none with Taj. Put OB at the five. See what you got. If it's trash, pull him out. Put Taj back in. But at least – attempting, be experimental like the other coaches. Don't stick to your rotation so deep that you can't even venture out and do different things. Like,
yeah,
come
but
on,
Jay,
bro.
This is what God is saying, bro. Appreciate the call, my guy. Appreciate the call. Jay brought the Debbie Downer in here, man. Jay brought the Debbie Downer in here, Ash.
Yeah, the chat stink.
We're not experimenting right now, and that's my guy. No,
like,
no
not
doubt.
The time.
Now's not the time, man. Yeah. It's serious
that's
time.
I don't disagree with the points, just not now.
Not now. Now. Of course, I want Kev to get burned and Obi to continue. I thought Obi had an outstanding first half.
He had a great game.
I thought Obi had a good first half, but you can't expect them to just take Randall out and go to Obi like. That's just not going to happen. Or go to OB at the five when Taj has gotten us this far. That's just not going to happen, bro. This is a better team. There was no amount of chess moves we were going to make that was going to win us this game, man.
Didn't have it.
Whoever was
short.
Playing had to get it done, and they didn't get it done, period. They didn't get it done.
Yeah.
You know, but on the Rose thing, like I said, I thought – Yeah, part of it, he didn't have legs. But I also thought Monty Williams did a masterful job adjusting.
Yes.
They put McCown.
I think there was
Bridges.
More of that.
Yeah, bro.
To be honest with you, I think it was more because you're right. We talked about it all season long. The win, like Jay, he's on to something there. But tonight specifically, I think it was the adjustment defensively more than anything else.
Yeah.
Because You could tell that Tibbs was even though Elfrid Payton was having those lapses in the third quarter, he was still rocking with Elfrid Payton so Derrick Rose can get that extra rest. And when he came in, the defense was already ready for him. And Mikal Bridges, like you mentioned, was the one that was on him. And he was being cut off every time he went to the rim to the point where you never saw Derrick Rose get a layup for the rest of the game. So I think it was more the adjustment than him being winded in tonight's game specifically.
Yeah. They may
and again, remember, Monty has the privilege and the accessibility to make the adjustments needed.
Right.
You know, Tibbs doesn't have that.
We don't have that many people, man.
He doesn't have anything to adjust with. He doesn't have anything to sub. So that's also another thing that we go back to. Weapons. That's why the blaming of Tibbs is just not going to fly tonight. Yeah. At least not with me, because he doesn't have anything to go ahead and substitute in and out. Monty has a plethora of different options. So. Yeah. It makes it easier. And that's just it. Listen, that's what happens. That's just unfortunately the name of the game when you're dealing with injuries, when you're dealing with, you know, players being out and things like that. You're shorthanded, and it makes it hard to make the proper adjustments as the game progresses.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, my guy Mikal Bridges' arms are touching the floor, bro. Crazy, that's how long his crazy wingspan is. He threw Mikal Bridges at him and then even threw the double teams at him. So you're making it twice as hard for him to get his passes off. Monty Williams looked at the rest of the five and said, look, we're going to let these guys beat us. We damn near playing, you know, 5-on-2 out there with Rose and RJ, the only capable guys to create for themselves. It ain't Frank, it ain't Obi, and it ain't Taj. so we got picked apart.
Somebody said get well soon, Mitch. Get off my team, Elfrid.
Yeah, facts. We got a couple more super chats in here. Salute to Rhyme Animal. Chuck D says RJ gotta keep making his J's. Keep the D honest. He's 20. He ain't getting the benefit of the drives at all, Chuck. Ref's gonna let it play when he tries to bully. We just lucky they not blasting him with offensive fouls. That one they called on him on Crowder, though, was ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. Because he didn't even hit him in the chin. Shout out to Citrine Vibes.
Before that, too.
Yeah. Sorry. Shout out to Citrine Vibes for the super chat. Shout out King Matthew says, tough game tonight. RJ couldn't get any calls. Also, we got to play better in the second half. And CP3 thinks he could take Mr. Tibbs and screw you, Jay. Yeah, Tibbs is ready to scrap. Tibbs is ready, always ready to scrap. That's our coach, man. That's our guy.
Yep.
Rich Harris says Tibbs should have gave his starters rest with 3 minutes left in the third quarter with the Knicks up 5 to 7 points. They were gassed. Bench played well in the second quarter. All right. Charlie Correa says congrats on 36,000 subscribers. Tough loss, but still here for KFTV. #TMK. All right. Hit 36,000. All right. No doubt. So to everybody that's subscribing, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Always hit that thumbs up. Share these videos. Very important to share these videos as well. We're going to do some trivia in a little bit, man. Brighten the mood a little bit. We lost, but let's make sure we get some winners out of this tonight, you know? Above the Rim sends a super chat, says these last four games, RJ's been sleeping on that corner three defense. Get your foot out of the paint, RJ. Why not leave OB out there, Tibbs?
Why is it just RJ getting it, though?
Yeah, RJ Reggie Bullock
had some lapses. It was just the wing players, but it was because, like CP had said at the top, we were double teaming. We were switching because, you know, we're putting two people on Devin Booker in situations and CP3 in other situations. I don't know why RJ Barrett's the one that's getting hit the most. Defense, I mean, yes, man. There was some lapses, but he wasn't the only one. It was just how the defense was drawn up tonight.
Salute to David Noir in the chat. Sends a super chat. He says, big up from North London. Saturday morning, salute to all the early birds. Here comes the hot take. Celebrate the new Knicks regime, not Julius Randle. Oh, man. Cheers, David. Now, we're going to celebrate Julius, too, man. Just didn't have a good game tonight. But appreciate the super chat. Big up to everybody all around the world, wherever you guys are tuning in from. We heard from Faisal earlier in Saudi Arabia. David checking in from London. So we definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. All right, let's get to another phone call. Then we're doing a trivia giveaway. Let's go to Uptown Harlem World. Will, what's going on?
CP, Ashley, CK2K. What's going on, y'all?
How you doing, man?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. Yo, all I wanted to say, man, is I called on Sunday, and I was telling y'all we all right. 3-3 on the road trip, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We see where we at. We keep playing Phoenix tight, losing in the end. You know what I mean? Like you said, they got closes, man. And that third quarter, the end of that third, that was our downfall.
Yeah.
With the layup
the put back and then RJ throwing it away, I was like, damn, that's the game right there. But I'm not no Debbie Downer. Like I said, man, I want to tell you too, man, I'm 47. I've been on this train for a long time, bro, for a long time. And we good. Like I said Sunday, we all right. We are all right, man. We playing with house money. We probably going to win 40 games this year. Think about that, man. 40 games. We supposed to win 22.
Yeah.
But 40, bro.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Once again, bro, I appreciate you. Y'all give me.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Me what I need. I don't do the mainstream.
Appreciate it, bro.
And keep killing Max, like I say, bro. All keep day. Killing them.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Joe. Appreciate yeah, y'all, man.
Yes, sir. Salute to everybody yeah, uptown, bro. Harlem World. Salute yes, to sir. Will. Will, man, make sure you go ahead and play trivia, man. I'm about to kick it off right now, bro. Right now.
Yes, sir. I got you, baby.
All right, we in here. Salute to everybody in the chat. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag noop. And we'll shout you guys out. We got some more people on the phones getting in. We got King Deej on the Discord. We're going to get to you guys. Let's bring some people. Let's create some winners tonight, TK.
All right. Sounds good.
You know what I mean? Last trivia contest. Last trivia question through the chat for a loop.
And us.
But I like it. You know what I mean? Got to earn these. All right. So here we go. Next question is coming up. Is everybody in the chat ready for trivia to earn next prize? We're going to do another one of the tees. Last t-shirt went to Culture Bridge. And somebody else will win it. This is a New York Forever, brand new. New York Forever t-shirt in navy blue. And on the bottom it says, our fans are family, welcome back to the Garden. This was the first night back post-COVID they were handing these out. So I grabbed a couple for trivia. So here we go. If you guys are ready, here it is. Question number two.
Almost said the answer is Dipset.
Question number two. Here it is, Ash. The Knicks honored Red Holzman by retiring the number what in the rafters? What is the number retired for Red Holzman at it's MSG?
A green screen.
Wait, what happened?
Cut me out.
That's right. That would have been terrible, but good job, yeah. CP.
I don't think it's on there, actually.
What is the Knicks honor Red Holzman? What is?
Wow, this is going fast. Okay, hold on.
All right. Well, we got Nightbot will tell us who got it in first.
I think Isaiah Almirow got it first.
Yeah.
Isaiah Almirow?
I think so, yeah.
Come on, Nightbot, right. Wake up.
Nightbot will tell us. TM definitely relay that information and confirm the winner. Okay. If it was, you said the name was Alvaro?
Can we give the answer now or no?
Yeah.
613, right?
613, yes.
Yeah, Isaac Almirow got it first.
All right. So salute to Isaac Almirow. Isaac, make sure you get in contact with Nick San TV Dave. Dave, send him the email address.
Isaiah.
I sent Isaiah the email address, and Isaiah, you're going to have to email us and make sure we know that it's you. Confirm your YouTube account name, and we'll send you the t-shirt. Get us your address. We'll send you the t-shirt. Thanks for playing. We got more gifts coming up, so everybody make sure that you guys are staying in, and we'll get to the contest again in a second. Let's go to Les from Uptown Harlem World. Les, what's going on, man? Two nights in a row, Les, and you up and at him. Let's go.
What's good? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing, bro?
A.K.A. the Snorlax.
A.K.A. Les the Snorlax in the building. What's good, bro?
That was good. I'm good. I want to say what's up to the panel first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And basically what I want to say is that I had to present a question to either one of you to answer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like going to the doctor to get a second opinion because I appreciate your feedback. Mm-hmm. So, once again, a tough loss. So, on that note, as a Knicks fan, I may see something on the court that you do that I may not. And if you do, if you can educate me and the Knick Nation, mm-hmm. besides playing at home, what we need or can do to get back to Knickerbocker basketball.
What's your definition of Knickerbocker basketball?
Ooh.
Tough defense, nail and grind, you know, tough defense, getting it out, run, and just get in your face like the 90s.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to see the 90s, but I think part of getting out and run is just having the personnel to do so. You know, Peyton is not that guy. D-Rose, at this stage in the game, he'll get it done for you. And part of that is having the personnel. Definitely. You know, whether or not you rate Lonzo, you know, as high as some of these guys or not, Lonzo will definitely do that for you. I think he can get you out in transition. He'll push the pace. So you need the personnel to do that. I think the defense is there. You know, how physical they are in this day and age, in the modern day basketball. You know, you ask other teams, they certainly will say that this Knicks team is physical. So
right, because Anthony Edwards said that. He said it's tough to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have certain elements. You have certain elements there.
Right. And that Luka Vildoza, do you think – well, I heard that he's an impact player, like from players overseas, mm-hmm. Argentina saying that he's an impact player on the court. He's a playmaker, go out with skills. So do you think that can translate into the NBA where they're much more bigger and stronger?
Yeah, I do. I do because I don't think the game is as physical as it's been back in the day. I think the Argentinian players have a good track record. You saw Campazzo just destroyed us. Two nights ago, he's 5'11". Right. You know what I mean? He's a short point guard, but he's nice.
Campazzo.
And he plays that team ball, and he gets his guys going. And he had like five steals, couple blocks. He was all over the stat sheet on Wednesday night. So I think this guy could make an impact. They interviewed Tibbs earlier today about him, and Tibbs believed that he was more of a summertime play than postseason. So. He has a lot of hurdles to clear before he can even come to the States. And then after that, you know, you got to get him acclimated. So I wouldn't look for this guy to do anything until next year.
To next year, right, because, you know, you got to clear all that overseas and all that immigration.
Yeah,
good stuff. I appreciate it. I appreciate it,
Les. Appreciate you joining us, man, and being present. Appreciate it, man.
Anytime.
Yeah, man. It's a little less. Yeah, you know, the scouting report on Vildoza so far is that, you know, he's a good pick-and-roll player, hard-nosed defender, and can knock down a three. I think he shot like 37% from three this past season for Eurobasket, averaged 10 points, three assists. So looking for another rotation guy. Hopefully he'll be that guy. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs-up button for your squad. A couple more super chats to read. To Eric Rivera, he says, Knicks guaranteed to be at least sixth at the end of the road trip because Miami and Boston play back-to-back. Miami sweep would be preferred. One win in L.A. can guarantee his top six spot. And salute to Chris Civil. He says, Obi's defense was effective in the second, throwing his body around like a crash dummy. Get my boy more minutes. Yeah, I definitely like Obi's defense. Michael James Jordan says, tough loss, but chin up, mates. We'll be back like Terminator X.
You beat didn't LA, say that, go right. Knicks.
Yeah,
what?
You gotta say, chin up, mate.
I don't know. Is Michael James Jordan, is he from the UK or from Australia? I don't know.
It could be either. Australia says mate.
No, I know, but I didn't know for
chin
sure.
Up, mate.
I didn't know for sure because he's always in the chat, so I didn't know if he was
Australia, and then it goes, it'll be like, come on, mate, chin up.
Oh, God. Always looking for your window, Ash. She's always looking for the window to throw in the accent, bro.
Just in case there's any casting directors in the chat.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm multifaceted.
Always ready, man. Always ready. Salute to George Brown. Says in the super chat, he says, when IQ and Burks get back, got to think about starting Frank. Rotate him with Rose. Elf can't slack on defense and offense. We're at the Hawks, at least. Frank's not getting a start at the point, bro.
Unfortunately, you guys.
I keep telling y'all, he's not going to start. King Deej on the Discord. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's up, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
Live and direct. What's good, bro?
Yo, what's good, man? First off, you know, now that we back on the live air, the post game, run it up. I see the 635?
Let's go.
Get that to 500.
Let's go.
Get that to 500. Win or loss, run it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about the game, but I'm going to go somewhere else real quick. Mm-hmm. Like, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Jay from Florida, my man.
Oh,
you only call when we lose, bro. What's up with that, bro? And when you call after we lose, you complain about.
Well, I gotta let you talk to Jay, man. We can't relay the message, bro.
If you want the smoke,
you gotta talk to that man directly.
Listen, I'm here. Yeah. I'm in Shaolin. This is Wu-Tang District. Yeah. We don't avoid the smoke.
Yeah,
like this guy. I don't know. He must be a Magic fan because he's saying play Obi at the five. That's magical. That's magical against Aiden. I don't know how that's gonna happen.
I didn't like our chances there.
Yeah, but let me play therapist, man, because y'all not being realistic, man.
Yeah.
We 2-2 on this road trip. Mm-hmm. We're not even supposed to be here, y'all. 2-2. And if I tell you at the end of this week we end 3-3. And Angel, I got you, bro. King Simp, you thinking about Miami. Guess what? Miami plays Boston twice, so one of them is going to eventually knock each other out. Mm-hmm. And then they play Philly and Milwaukee, who's fighting for that 1-2-3.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody's going to lose to that. Guess what? Atlanta, it's all fun and jokes, but you just lost to Indy. And guess who you're about to see for the next two games? You're about to see Brody. Brody's going berserk.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody pays attention, yeah,
but he's going berserk, man.
Yeah.
So everybody just woo-saw, relax, man. If we do what we do, we finish this road trip 3-3, that's all right. That's called balancing it. You stay right where you're at, man. Everybody got to chill. And I don't understand why this is getting all out of hand. He's talking about Mitch and Knox. Man, it's driving me crazy because I see Mitch every day get dominated by Andre Drummond. And Andre Drummond can't do nothing to Aiton or Embiid. So I don't understand why everybody makes a big deal out of it. Just relax. Relax. My man Jay from Florida, get some magic in your hands, bro. just be positive. Like, you're killing me. Hey, and as far as we worry about the Clippers, man, that's the tough game.
Tough.
Them Lakers, they just lost to Portland. I don't even think, truthfully, if you was asking me over this weekend, I don't think LeBron's going to play on Tuesday because now they just go gear up for that play-in tournament. I wouldn't be surprised if AD misses the next game. So just everybody relax, man. Yeah. Just calm down. That team that we just played, might win it all. Like, nice. They could legit represent the West in the Western Conference Finals, barring health.
I think they get to the Western Conference Finals. I don't think they won the finals, though.
It's not going to be an easy out. That's a seven-game stretch for them, man. Yeah. But just everybody woo-saw. Just calm down, man. 3-3 on the road trip. That was the goal. That's realistic.
That's the goal.
You're not going to win every game. We did what we had to do back at home. Finish this 3-3. That's a win. Go back, take care of home court again, bro. I'm out. Y'all got to chill. Negative Nancy's. Negative Nancy's pulling in. I don't like that.
We got to set up Battle of the Fans. Jay versus King D's. That's coming. Jay versus the Debbie Downer.
You were setting it up like you had him on the line. Nah, I was getting excited.
I didn't hear
You're
him.
Like, you need to talk to him face to face. I was like, oh, we doing this? Oh, you have
nah,
me
I didn't get him. Okay. We're going to set it up, though. Right. I want to get to JD. And then I want to do in trivia, and then we'll wrap because it's been a long night. So, JD, take us home, man. You're gonna be the closer for the night. What's going on, bro?
What's going on? All right. Shout out to UCP, Ash, CK. Hope all is well.
Appreciate, bro.
Everyone, I know you guys had a tough night, but let's hit them likes, support the stream.
Facts.
To end the night on a good note. And listen, just to piggyback off the last caller. You know, let's put a little perspective on this and the fact that the way that this roster is constructed, we don't have a Jokic or even a Chris Paul. So the way, you know, the roster is constructed, you need every single body on this team for this Knicks team specifically to play well. When you have guys like Quickley and Burks out, quickly 17 minutes is important. You know, Burks is 24, 26 minutes, fourth quarter minutes. Those are important. So when you don't have that, you know, it's tough, especially when you have, you know, somebody like Elfrid Payton, where now we would have to rely more on. And as you saw tonight, he is not able to, you know, come through for us. So, you know, let's just try to steal a win, one more on this road trip. And let's try to get these guys back. And as we head to the playoffs, we can surprise some people in the first round, because until we have at least 90% of our roster, you know, it's going to be tough to really, really read this team, because I think this team just, it's one of those teams that, you know, when you don't have those stars, you need everyone.
It's got to be all hands on deck.
And two other quick points on RJ. Positive on RJ, even, you know, I know guys have been killing him with the bonehead play, but I'm going to go on the positive route. RJ's becoming a really, really good three-point shooter. And, and one thing that I saw today is actually, you know, he made a few threes in movement, not, you know, in terms of not spotting up and standing there.
Yeah.
He actually had a few threes while he was moving. And usually the elite three-point shooters around the NBA are the ones that are, you know, are playing or shoot those threes that way, those type of threes. So it's a minor observation, but it's another small development, you know, as he continues to improve his perimeter shot. Now, I think next season we'll start to see, you know, him using better body positioning when he drives to the basket, and maybe he'll get some more calls and we'll see another step. So I'm focusing on that. You know, I know he made some bonehead plays. And my last point, unfortunately, you know, a game like tonight is a game that frustrates me and many Knicks fans, because when you have a few guys out and you look on the bench and you see lottery picks on the bench that are not able to come in and contribute, it goes to show you how in the NBA, when you miss on draft picks, it really sets you back.
Yeah.
And we're now starting to, you know, get out of that hole, but it's also kind of a reminder, you know, Frank can't come in and contribute. Kevin Knox can't come in and contribute. You know, and I understand Knox is young and he can shoot the basketball, but man, it's tough to see.
Yeah.
Tough to see, CP. And thank you guys.
Appreciate it, bro. Have a great night.
And hopefully next game we pull off a win and, you know, we celebrate. So
appreciate it, JD.
Thank you for having me.
Good to hear from you, man. No problem. Good call, man. Yeah, listen, and Jay had alluded to that too, CK, and I agree with that. You know what I mean? I agree with that. I think about that. Even just coming into this game, like, you know, damn, we need big contributions from Frank and Kev tonight. Are we likely to get it? Probably not.
Probably not.
You know, even though Frank had his moments on the defensive side. But I mean, like, I'm talking about to pick up the shoulder, the load that Burks and IQ are leaving. I'm like, not likely. But, you know, it's just a shame that these are lottery picks and we're just not getting enough out of them right now. These are guys in their fourth and, you know, third and fourth year, respectively. So, you know, frustrating. I agree with them on that.
Yeah, but again, I just don't agree that now is the time to try and figure any of that out.
No.
I'm 100% there with you. And, yeah, you know, because I'm a fan of Frank. I'm definitely a fan of Kev. But right now we know what the goal is, and we're right around the corner from the goal. And now's not the time for that, but we'll see.
Yeah, 100%. Ash, anything on that?
I just don't like what I saw. I'm just like, it's just one of those situations where I'm perplexed and I'm concerned. I'm not so much concerned about the loss. I'm more concerned about the reaction throughout the course of the game. For me, it's not about the win or the loss. You're playing a really, really, really good basketball team. It's more about how the team just unravels.
Handles adversity?
At the seams, in the face of adversity. And for me, that's a bigger concern than what the final score says. Because that's going to happen more as the season, towards the end of the season, and as you get into the playoffs. And for me, how you react to that says more about the points on the board. And it's concerning that a team that's supposed to be so defensively tough and gritty and things like that could just fall to the wayside like this. And to me, that was the most disappointing of tonight's game. Mm-hmm. That everything else, it sucks. But that for me is like the key takeaway from tonight's game that I'm really disappointed with.
Something they got to learn from. You know, we've seen it time and time again this year. you know, in those faces moments of adversity. And you saw Monty Williams' quote about CP3, saying that CP3 can thrive in these type of environments. So Monty Williams, being someone who's played, who's coached, who's assistant coach, he understands that and how, you know, certain play mental mistakes can turn the tides, can turn momentum, and how certain players can take advantage of that. And I thought that was CP3 in a nutshell.
It's like if you ever watched Rocky, and what in the first Rocky movie, his trainer said, "You're gonna get punched in the mouth. How are you gonna get up when you get punched in the mouth, though? It's not about getting punched, because you're gonna get punched in a fight. How do you react to the punch? Do you punch back harder, or you just take it and you cry about it? And tonight the Knicks, we just cried about it, and it was disappointing to see a team that's supposed to be so gritty that we call the New York Knicks when we are winning, and we go through these defensive battles and supposed to, you know, mirror the 90s basketball era, the 1999 Knicks, and supposed to have that kind of just effervescence to them, to us, that you just fall to the wayside the way we did. And that was, for me, the most disappointing of the evening. It wasn't even about the points. This is going to happen when you're playing a really good basketball team.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us anticipated that we were going to go on the road and win all six games. We knew that this was going to be a battle. We knew there were going to be some games that we lost. And we knew that if we can walk away with a 500 record, we did well. Mm. We did okay. We'd be okay with that. But to lose the way we lost is what is frustrating
tough.
To me.
Yeah. So. Tough indeed. And speaking of CP3, they showed footage after the game of, you know, the CAA family reunion. They all got back together and made amends. CP3, Taj, Bullock was in the mix. But look at my man, Worldwide West. Look at Worldwide West politicking. Him and Leon, they don't miss a game. They on the road. Look at the embrace with Booker, though, CK. Look at that embrace with Devin. Look at that. Look at that. Leon, look at that. That was an extra embrace with Devin Booker. Look at that.
Goats,
Worldwide
man.
West.
Whispered in his ear.
Worldwide West is a politician out there.
It's like that. It's like that video. Did you ever see the video of, I think it's Siggy and the cat's locked up in the bodega?
I'm
gonna get you out of here.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you out of here.
It's not the last thing I
do. That's exactly what West said, man. Look at that embrace.
He was saying in whispering it to Devin. I'm going to get you out of here. Don't you worry. I'm coming for you.
100%, man. CAA reunion.
That is amazing.
My guy, Worldwide West, is politicking for us, baby. Let's go. They do not skip a beat. I like that. I like that, Wes especially. I don't think he's missed a game home or the road. So
Yeah, right.
I like that. I like that, man. All right, let's send the people home some winners, because we got two more giveaways plus the grand prize. So let me hit my trivia music. Salute to everybody in the chat that's been rocking with us. Before we wrap on, shout out some remaining super chats. King Matthew says, "Yo, CK, nice hat, bro." And Ioka is low key like JJ Redick with more finishing and playmaking. And this caller is right. 10 out of 10. Not sure which caller he was referring to, but okay, that was for you, CK. So to King Matthews. Dylan Alex says, "Damn, Ash Forehead has hit 36,000 subs. Congrats." Oh,
what's on my forehead? I'm light skinned. All cute light skinned girls have big foreheads. This is just a scientific fact.
He said, "CK, why did Jimmy Butler do you like that?" Oh, I guess he's trying to say you look like Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, this is that Spurs fan dude.
Dylan getting the smoke. Giving it smoke. Also, like, on the side note, says, Giannis' son is going to be like 19 feet 8 inches.
Hey, thanks for your money, bro.
Thanks, Dylan. Thanks. JJ Blake says, "Knicks Lakers game will be on TNT. Yeah, that's right. That's going to be the next watch along for us, too. Knicks Lakers on TNT. I think it's highly likely LeBron plays. Hopefully, Julius has a good homecoming. And last super chat from Joshua Carrick. He says, "Just want to show some love to the stream. Amazing as always. I know we need a point guard, but with Ayton killing us tonight, do we need a true big?" Yeah, I think that's something we got to look at maybe in the draft as well. And do you guys have any players you think we can target? Let's get to that on another show. We can always talk about that. But Josh, we appreciate the super chat. Definitely do. But we'll certainly be talking targets as we wind down the season, man. But right now, we just take our lumps, man, and keep it pushing, man. 128-105. Knicks go down in a blaze. But who wants a snap? Who wants to go home a winner, man? We lost, but who wants a snap? Brand new Knicks snapback from New Era. No Fulton Street knockoff. No Fugazi. This is a nice one, man. This is a nice one. It's got the old logo, CK. It's got the old logo. Got the stickers as well. Let's go. Let's go. I've been stashing these for special moments like this. So who wants to win it? Who's ready to go? You guys better be ready. That second one was a little bit easy. I think I took it easy on him. So here we go with number three. Who had the most three-pointers on the 2012-2013 Knicks tape team? There's a lot of similarities or a lot of parallels between this year's team and the last team to make the playoffs, which was the 2012-2013 Knicks team.
Oh, I already got it.
That 2012-13 team made a lot of threes, attempted a lot of threes, and led the league in percentage.
I see it. Who made the most?
Who made the most?
Yeah, somebody got it off the bat.
Somebody got it?
I don't think it's who you think it is.
It's not him?
I don't think it is. What year, CP? 2012-13. I don't think it's who you think it is.
All right.
I could be wrong. Do they got it or do they not got it?
Nightbot. Now I'm just taking guessing myself.
Because me and CK have a different answer.
I think.
All right, hang on. All right, CK, your answer is?
Jason Kidd.
Ashley, your answer is?
I thought it was Novak.
The answer is Carmelo Anthony.
I don't know why I did not say Carmelo.
Why did we overthink?
It was Carmelo.
Yeah, why did I overthink?
You guys skipped the best player on the team.
I overthink that.
The best player on the team.
Yeah, someone got it.
Yeah. So who got it? Who got it?
The first person to get it was Alex Fernandez.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, who got it?
The way you set it up, I'm like, it can't be Steve Novak. That's too easy. That's way too easy.
I did have the slow-mo mode on, so that definitely... Slow-mo mode definitely stopped people from entering multiple times. I don't know. Is that a good strategy? Should we keep that strategy, Ash, or do we need to turn off the slow-mo mode? Let people go rapid fire.
You probably should turn it off.
All right. Whatever. We'll turn it off. We make the rules up as we go. It is what it is.
I really thought it was...
And no, Ashley, Jason Kidd. Yes, it was. Jason Kidd hit a lot of threes that year.
But not more than Steve Novak.
What do you think? Should we turn off the slope? Because I feel like if we keep it on, it kind of stops people from just throwing random guesses out there, just throwing names out.
Yeah.
You really got to be on point. We keeping it on. Ari says keep it on. We're keeping it on. So wait, TM, who was the guy that won it?
It was Alex Fernandez, yeah.
Alex Fernandez. Salute to Alex Fernandez. Congratulations. Make sure you get in contact with Knicks Fan TV Dave so we get your address. And this one's going to you. Okay. Next one, Ash.
Oh, we're doing another one?
Oh, yeah. We're going back to back to backs. We lost the game, but we're going with winners. All right, so this one now, it's kind of similar to the other one. However, it's got the, on the side here, it's got Empire State. It's got a little character to it. Empire State with Knicks on there. Old logo. Snapback. It's got the orange snap. You know what I'm saying? Got the tags. All of that. No knockoffs. All authentics. Shout out my guy Shells Heavy for always sponsoring these giveaways. All right. Show it again. Get my Vanna White on. Here you go. Price is right. This is it. Who's ready to roll? All right. Here we go. The next question is... This Knick has the most offensive rebounds in Knicks history. Who is it?
I think I know it.
I have a guess, but I don't know if I'm right.
I have a guess too, yeah.
All right. We'll get to our panelists.
Yeah.
But for now... We want to hear from the people.
Ooh, I don't know, though.
Who is it, people? The most offensive rebounds.
It's already in the chat.
It's already in?
Pretty sure.
Well, how do you know? How do you know your answer's right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm right.
I don't know my answer's right.
All my guesses are in the chat, so I can say that.
Your guess is in the chat. All right. All right, let me see.
Ooh.
Most offensive rebounds in Knicks history. Okay, I see an answer. So, CK, your answer is?
I'm teetering between David Lee and Oakley, but I'm going to go with David Lee.
Ashley, your answer is?
My answer is Oak.
The answer is Charles Oakley. Charles Oakley.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Boo, CK.
Why am I getting booed? Here's my David other answer, 1A, 1B.
David Lee.
Ash, you got it right.
I know I got it right. I know.
And Oakley. I get booed?
Jay from Florida got it.
Jay from Florida?
He was the first one to say Oak.
Jay from Florida, the Debbie Downer, got it.
He gets the dope hat.
Okay. Okay, there it is. There it is. All right, so we gave away some nice merch. I got one more. The grand prize has got to go out. And then we're going to wrap. So to everybody that's coming, great show as usual.
No, it's not my phone number. Thank you very much.
What's that? No.
Not this show at all.
Wait, what did I do with this thing? Oh, okay, here it goes.
All right, hang on. Jay from State Farm has won it.
All right, here we go, people. So, the next prize up. We got breaking news.
Oh, shoot.
The good people at Manscaped.
Wait.
Has just get yours out, Ash. Let's go. The good people at Manscaped has just delivered. The revolution will not be televised. The lawnmower 4.0 has arrived. The Ferrari of ball trimmers. It's a whole new ball game. No testimonials, all of that.
No testimonials.
The 4.0 has arrived and it is a beast. It is an absolute beast. Absolute beast. Salute to my guys at Manscaped, man. Let me tell you something about this one here.
Do it with a friend.
Let me tell you about this one here. The 4.0, look at that. Shining in the light, matte black. Okay? The 4.0, you're still going to get the ceramic skin safe technology. Very important to cut down on those nicks. Now, the on-off button is a little bit sleeker here because one of the issues with the 3.0 is that the on-off button would switch on, especially when you're traveling. So they made it a bit more sleek for travel-friendly. The LED light is now a spotlight. Look at that. This thing is a beam. This thing is an ultralight beam. No Kanye. So now you get ultra precision. Ultra precision. Okay? Wireless charging. Wireless charging. But that's not all, CK. That is not all. What they're doing with the Lawnmower 4.0, folks, is you now have guards. Not point guards. No Peytons. But you now have guards so that you don't have to go with the full Mr. Clean. You know what I'm saying?
And inside, it's a nice little box.
Yeah,
and
let me get the screen on you, Ash.
It's a whole new ball
game. A whole new ball game.
Balls game.
Facts. Facts, Ash. And not only that, they're coming with the guards. So now you could attach the guards to your Lawnmower 4.0. So let's say you don't want to go full baldy on them. Say you want to fade. Or say it's wintertime, you want to leave a little bit on the top. You know what I'm saying? You got company coming over. You know what I mean? Now you can control how much you want to take off. This is monumental, fellas. This is what I'm trying to tell you. At first, it was the spotlight that got me. This light is crazy. But the guard now, that's a game changer. Because now you could flex. Now you could flow for all seasons. You know what I'm saying? Game changer. Game changer. And CK, we're going to get yours, man. I don't know what happened. Yours got lost in the mail. We're going to get yours.
I don't know why I got mine before you got yours.
Yeah. Get one, man. I got a care package.
Nothing I can do with this.
Nah, don't worry about it, Ash, man. You promote it well, man. That's all. You promote it well. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
facts. Because, Ash, you bring the other perspective. You know what I'm saying? You could you let the fellas know, like, yeah, the ladies value this.
Ladies like it when you trim your lawn.
That's a fact.
Nobody likes to rumble in the jungle, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is not Jumanji. We don't need to go exploring.
Yeah.
So what's down there, we would like to see it without having to rummage through the bushes. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. So with all that being said, somebody's going home with this one. Not this one. This is my personal. We're going to get you a brand new one. The 4.0. So let's go, CK.
No, I'm joining the... Now I got to join the trivia.
Yeah, 100%. The guards are a game changer. Now, this is the last question for the grand prize. The grand prize. Who's ready to take this one over? Here it is. Hope they're ready for it. Knicks legend Walt Clyde Frazier attended blank university.
Oh, that's easy.
Blank university. Walt Clyde Frazier.
Are you trying to give it away?
Or we mix it up a little bit. You know, some are hard, some are easy.
Someone got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, but he already won.
Who?
It's the Culture Bridge.
Culture Bridge, you gotta go to somebody else, man. Culture Bridge already won, man.
The next person who won it then is DBHKG.
DBHKG?
DBHKG.
And the answer is?
Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois. Saluki. Congratulations. The 4.0 is yours. The Ferrari of ball trimmers. Congratulations, man. And to those of you that missed out, make sure you go to manscaped.com, enter promo code NYX, get 20% off site-wide. And they got a ton of products. It's not just the Lawnmower 4.0. They got a lot of products. They just released a manual razor, manual skin razor that you can use as well.
I should have brought that out.
Yeah, so if you want to get ultra precise with it, you can use that. And they got a ton of other products, you know, the ball toner, the, you know, ball deodorant, all that stuff. So salute to our guys at Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and a promo code NYX for 20% off plus
ball
free shipping.
Deodorant.
Yeah, they got ball deodorant, Ash. You know, you in Miami, man. It's 95 degrees out there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
When the swamp is out, I can't get too personal with y'all, but, you know, yeah.
Y'all be careful, man. That's the most clutch product, man. I'm telling you, man.
That'll hold you down in between after work, happy hour. You know what I'm saying? Suppose you spill right into happy hour, Ash. You got to get right.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get right.
Something like stick to your leg or something?
Yeah. All that chafing is real. It's real. It's real. The swamp is real, Ash. Let me tell you. Yeah. But great show. Listen, man, we lost. We got to have some fun here. It was a tough loss.
Needed it.
And let's bounce back Sunday. Great show as usual. CK, go ahead and sign out, bro.
I got much for tonight, man. Phone watch along, upsetting result, but you know what it is. Bounce back for Sunday. Take a breath. We'll see you guys then. But you know what it is. Follow me over on CK2K everywhere, Twitter, Twitch, everywhere. Here on YouTube, you know what it is. We'll see you guys on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Ashley.
As usual, you guys can follow me on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, All In with Ash and Nicole. We will be back here on Sunday for our win. I'm calling it. We're getting a win.
Let's go.
We're not going to get three outs. We're going all in. So see you guys back then.
Yes, sir. Great job as usual. And salute to everybody in the chat one more time. Ari asked if the newspaper mat comes with the 4.0. The newspaper mat is automatic, bro. You need that. You know what I'm saying? We don't keep it barbaric out here, Ari. You keep it clean. You know what I'm saying? Very regal. So go ahead and go to manscaped.com and get yours. Listen, man,
Alex
tough.
Fernandez wants his hat signed, CK.
Okay, no doubt.
I mean, CP. Sorry.
Okay.
No, they asked me to sign it, but I don't have the hat.
Yeah, Alex Fernandez. Which one was Alex again? Was it this one with the Empire State? Did we go to Alex? They were two identical.
That one to Jay. I know that.
Okay. Jay got that.
I got the one before that.
The first
Okay,
one,
he got the first set. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, so I'll take care of that. And, yeah, man, listen, 128-105 was one of those nights. We just didn't have it, and everything kind of got away from us. But we fight back Sunday. Let's see if we get a win and see if we can shut down those Clippers, man. That's a tough team, deep team. We'll have to be on our A game. Hopefully we get IQ and Burks back. Culture Bridge says it's okay, let somebody else get a fade. So the Culture Bridge has transferred his winning to, I forgot the person that did win, but, you know, congratulations to that person that did win the grand prize Lawnmower 4.0.
DBHKG.
DBHKG. Okay, make sure you get in contact with Dave so we can get your address, man. So we'll see you guys after the Clipper game.